And they would come to him and say, "Oh, Maharshi, who was I in my past life?" And he'd come back and say, "Who wants to know?" "Oh, Maharshi, how many years will it take me to attain liberation?" You'll say, "Who wants to attain liberation?" Always, he'd throw every question back on the source of the question. "Who are you?" Well, that's something you see you can't get hold of. That's this thing, you see. "Who am I? Wow. Who am I?" Can't get it. So the yoga teacher sets you to doing this as fast as he can get you going, as ruthlessly, as relentlessly. "Who are you? Find out when you breathe. What is breathing? Find out when you know. What is knowing? Get to the root of the matter. Ask, ask, ask. Inquire, inquire, inquire." And one day, it all becomes clear. And it's so simple that it's the most difficult thing in the world to explain. It's like you just see, well, this is it. This is the way it is. There is no problem about it. Death, suffering, these aren't problems. They're awful if they are problems. The worst kind of suffering is that which you think there might be a way out of. When you know there isn't, it's easier to bear. So, this sense of it all being perfectly clear and simple and transparent. This experience now that you are having at this moment is what it's about. This is the beatific vision. This is cosmic consciousness. This is where it's at, baby, you know? And it just becomes clear like that. But you see, when you say that to someone who may not have had such an experience, they say, so what? You mean it's just what's going on now? I would say, why do you use the word just for what's going on now? Because that means you're only half awake, if awake at all. You are bolting your life like some people bolt their food. And you think you've experienced now. Or you say, "I have now, after now, after now, after now, after now. I have boop, that one goes down, boop, that one goes down, boop, that one goes down, boop, that one goes down. I still feel hungry. I want the good one. I hope that somewhere down on the end of the line in the future is going to be a sudden now experience which will be, that's the thing I wanted." But tomorrow never comes.